Welcome, everyone. Today is Sunday, April 5th, Easter Sunday, and also Passover is going on right now. So I want to wish everyone a happy holiday, however you celebrate, or even if you don't. And this is the Morgellons, what is it, the Parasite Wars podcast of the week. And I'm Robin, the co-host. I'm thrilled to be here. You know, Morgellons is a damaging, scary, unfathomable disease that medical science and mainstream science and medical doctors don't know how to deal with. It's unfortunate, but there's very little help out there. And that's why we do this podcast, because Richard Kuhns, author of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons, Lyme, and Other Skin Parasites, has found amazing solutions. And we also are his research team. So this has evolved over the years into a solid, solid plan on how to get your life back. So if you are struggling, if you're searching, you've come to the right place. We have solutions and answers. We are here to help you get your life back. Now, Richard Kuhns is a world-leading expert on Morgellons and Lyme and other skin parasites. He does research. He answers questions. He has wonderful guests come and be on this show. So I am thrilled to welcome at this time Richard Kuhns, author of How to Get Your Life Back from Morgellons, Lyme, and Other Skin Parasites, and host of the BBS Parasite War podcast. Did I get that right? You're muted, Richard.
You got that right. Happy Bunny Day, everybody, and welcome. Usually go through the FDA guidelines at this point. I'm going to get them a little bit later. I'm 79, and oftentimes when we get to this age, the younger set, you know, the ones in their 30s and 40s, you know, they have an attitude about us, you know, getting senile, not knowing what we're talking about. Well, it's sometimes true, but not necessarily. Why I'm bringing this up is Robin mentioned in the very beginning before we started recording that you have to be careful who you talk to, because they can commit your ass.
Yes.
That quick. I got a call from Rachel this morning. Rachel's a wonderful lady. I first met her by phone about maybe 9 months or a year ago. I don't recall exactly. She's from Israel, and she came to California, and we talked on the phone at length and got her all set up and what she needed in terms of, well, she even went for the electrostatic spray and sent her all the supplies that she needed. She was really set to go, you know, and she had a doctor's appointment, and I guess her only transportation was her daughter, and so her daughter took her to the doctor's appointment, and oh my God, the word Morgellons came up. Oh my God, you can't believe what happened. Her daughter took complete control, had her throw out everything she purchased in terms of skin lotions, multiple vitamins, and so forth. Throw them all out. Can you imagine? And basically committed her to living in her apartment in misery. Well, she did eventually get some kind of freedom and went back to Israel. And I got a call from her this morning. And, of course, she's still in misery with the parasites and desperate for me to send her some products, and recognizing how our stupid, ridiculous, pedophile president started a goddamn war he had no business starting, we only get 50 people in and out of Israel every day. That's it. Hey, she can't get any products. Well, I emphasize the fact that you don't need the products. I keep telling people this. You don't need the products. You need the diet. Diet, diet. Do the diet, the king diet. It stops. That's why I call it the king diet. How's my voice? I'm not resonating or anything, am I, Robin? Want to
no,
get loud?
It's a little bit muffly, but better than last week.
Okay. Well, you weren't here last week.
Oh, well, the week that I was here, sorry.
Last week was perfect. Was perfect. So, again, and she acknowledged that, yeah, when she was doing the diet, she was feeling better, and I just got her back on track and make the diet work. The diet, the diet, the diet. The products and all that good stuff come later. You know, they're kind of useless, in my opinion. Even though they're the best in the world, they're kind of useless until you make the diet work. Wouldn't you agree, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, only about 20% who somehow get into the store without getting the book and the diet and start buying products, only about 20% of them gain any benefit
right.
from the product. But when you're on the diet, we got 100%.
Once they make it work.
Yeah, when you make that diet work, you put the two together and you are home. Now, what the FDA says, the FDA has not evaluated anything that I've written, that I say, or anything that my coaches say. We just don't have the millions and millions of dollars to submit and go through all that bull, you know. So the FDA requires me to be on board and tell you before you start the diet. And now, this would be true for any diet. You know, the FDA regulations are written, not that they are interpreted to this degree, but they are written to the point that if I tell you to drink more water, that's a recommendation, and you should clear that with your doctor and say, Richard says I should drink more water. Is that okay? You know, that's how strict the regulations are. All right, so they require me to tell you that before you start this diet, in fact, anybody who starts any diet, from a professional should be told the same thing. Before you start this diet or accept any of my recommendations, you are to thoroughly discuss them with your medical doctor to make sure they do not interfere with any health problems you're presently experiencing. Okay? Now we have the AMA. We are a country of government, although it's fallen apart. The AMA requires me to inform you that we are not trained medical doctors. Now, truth be, I would never, ever, ever want to be a medical doctor in today's society. Not that, yeah, I mean, if I could pass that test tomorrow, I would never, ever want to be a doctor. Not the way the medical profession is run. But nevertheless, we are a country of laws. So, because we are not medical doctors or licensed, me or not, neither none of my coaches, we do not diagnose you. In fact, there is no clinical medical diagnosis for Morgellons. They call it delusions of parasitosis, all right? And some doctors may say, well, you might have Morgellons, but that is not a clinical diagnosis on his part, all right? So, we do not diagnose. We do not treat. You know, doctors are supposed to treat, prevent, and cure disease. We do none of that. And what the heck can we do? What can we do? We can educate you. Can educate you how to turn misery into life again. In other words, get your life back. That's what this is about. Isn't that a great name, Get Your Life Back?
I like
did,
it.
Did you feel that, did you, when you were suffering, did you feel you had your life?
The name of your group gave me hope that I would get my life back.
The name. It
yeah.
rang. It's something that you were really looking forward to, because when you are experiencing the hell of these organisms, it is not your life. It is their life. You live according to their whims. If they want to itch and bite, they're going to itch and bite, and there isn't a damn thing you can do about it.
Right.
They're just going to do it. So, getting your life back. We can educate you how to use this diet. Now, do not assume that this is like a Mediterranean diet or the keto diet or any of those hypoglycemia diet or anything like that. Yeah, there are commonalities, and this is the keto, the Mediterranean, the hypoglycemia, the candida diet to the ultimate and beyond. No carrots, no peas, no potatoes, no olive oil.
Asparagus.
No asparagus, no vegetable oils of any kind, none, absolutely no. So you can see this is far beyond any of the other popular diets that are out there for whatever reason they are. We can educate you how to make the diet work. And Robin mentioned the importance of having a coach because it may not be so easy. It is a very detailed diet, a very specific diet. And you can be thinking that you are on it. Just one thing. Salt, S-A-L-T. Salt is on the diet. Yeah. And that being so, you could be on a diet and you're using salt and not work. Nothing's working. What's this stupid diet about? It doesn't help me. But you're using diamond salt or maybe Morton salt or some other popular salt. And if you read the ingredients, it's got sugar in it. That's why it's a very detailed diet and can be a challenge. Even stevia, it's one of the approved sweeteners. And you may go to a health food store, buy organic stevia, thinking, oh, I got exactly what I need, and the diet doesn't work. And then, bing, you read the ingredients and see it's got sugar in it or xylitol or some other stupid thing. You wonder, what the hell are they putting it in stevia for? So, you see, the diet is not necessarily easy unless you study it. Like, for instance, you move to another state and you want to get the driver's license. You just don't go in the DMV and get a stamp and says, okay, you're approved in this state. No, you got to study. You got to know how many feet you got to stop behind a bus when they put the lights on. You got to know when you come to a four-way stop sign who goes first and so forth. You got to know these details. I don't know them even in this state, but nevertheless, if I were to reapply for my license, I'd have to study. So you need to study to make this diet work. So there are four things basically that are important to get your life back from Orgelin's disease. And you've probably been doing three of them already, but we're going to fine tune those even. So first of all, it is to make the diet work. And that is crucial. Because without making the diet work, the other three are kind of useless. Because you're a walking, talking, breathing parasite machine until you make this diet work. So when you make the diet work, you no longer are a walking, talking, breathing parasite machine. They're not jumping off of you anymore. They're not, the filaments are not flying off of you or floating away from you. And you're no longer contagious. So you're no longer contaminating your home and workspace when you make the diet work. So, number one, make the diet work. Number two, disinfect your environment. Now, there are chapter three of my book, How to Get Your Life Back from Orgelins and Other Skin Parasites. there she is, has about 50 pages in chapter three. 50 pages. You get that? 50 pages, not two or three pages, 50 pages about how to disinfect your laundry, your clothing, your bedding, your closets, your furniture, Your workspace.
Car.
Your automobile. What did you say?
Yeah, car.
Yeah, 50 pages about how to disinfect all this. Your bathroom, your kitchen area, sinks, toilets, everything. You know, very detailed. Because if you miss one little detail, what happens, Robin?
It's so easy to make mistakes.
One little detail is all you have to miss, and you're reinfected.
Yeah.
You're starting over. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, whatever that is. I forget how that goes. But nevertheless, you're back at square one. All right. Now, so disinfecting your environment, number two. Now, many of you may be on Facebook. You ever see anything about that? You ever see anything about the importance of disinfecting the environment on Facebook or any other? No, I never saw it. Cleaning your skin, number three. How you clean your skin is important. Well, there's not 40 pages, you know, maybe 4 or 5 pages, but it's important how to clean your skin and get them out. Bathing, or if you don't have a bathtub, how to take the shower and what products to use and how to get it out. Now, you don't. Now, many people think that simply because I have the best store in terms of the best products in the entire world, that you have to buy my products in order to make all this work. Hogwash. Remember, I was infected in the mid-90s. I had my life back by 1999. I didn't have a store started until 2014. So it tells you in the book how you can do it without using any of my products. So, you know, I'm not here to take all your resources. There's no membership to this program. There's nothing to buy. The diet is free. The book is free. The coaching is free. Even the disinfection products, the food that you buy, is it from your local grocery store? So you can do it. Now, why do I have a store? Because it's the best products in the world, and they produce incredible results. And I use them myself now that I have them. Now, bathing, cleaning your skin, number three. Number four, if affordable, is the best health and immune function.
You're sounding like you're underwater all of a sudden.
Sounding like I'm underwater all of a sudden. Okay, how's that any better?
Try now.
Okay, number four is available health and immune functioning. It's affordable. Still, there's nothing happening here.
I don't know what happened. Is it?
Sharon, how do you pick me up? Sharon, is she there? Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, you still sound kind of like underwater.
I do sound like underwater.
Yeah.
Lynn here, and yes, all of a sudden you went under.
She said all of a sudden you went under.
About like that. Yeah.
Here. You were okay before.
No, there's no change here. I haven't changed anything. Everything's exactly the same. Weird. All right. Well.
Maybe your headphone connection got loose, or your microphone connection.
Take it off. How's that? Is that any better?
Perfect.
Much
that's better.
Better.
Whatever you did, leave it there.
Oh, that thing is loose. It's a lot of money for a Yeti, and these connections don't work all the time. Okay, so we're back again. I apologize. I think I'm going to just sell that Yeti thing. All right, get rid of it and simply use this. All right, so number four is to build health and immune functioning. Utilizing our various products, if affordable. Now, I say utilizing our various products, the supplements. It's highly recommended to build health utilizing supplements. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can, if it's unaffordable, I can understand that. But our multiple vitamin, for instance, is no more costly than any other multiple vitamin you're going to find in a health food store. And yet, our multiple vitamin is the only multiple vitamin made in America that is compatible with the diet. And I have a $100 challenge, because if they ever stop making this one, we're in trouble. So if anybody out there can find a multiple vitamin that is compatible with this diet, I'll pay you $100 just so I have it as a backup. It's that simple. Okay, so today I was hoping that Carrie Ann would be. I invited her to discuss. A couple weeks ago we had Nancy on from Shop Former Gallons talking about the use of ivermectin and fenbend and dealing with worms. And I noticed a post in Morgellons Uncensored from, I don't remember the name of the doctor, but it was quite lengthy and made a lot of sense. And it basically said everything that we always say about worms. Why do you want to get rid of worms? Well, you know, for instance, and all of us have worms. 100% of us have worms, unless you've been on fenbend recently and have completed it. It's something that one should consider doing at least once a year, deworming, because you can go into any public restaurant, I mean restroom, restaurants have public restrooms, and touch a door handle, and if that door handle was touched with someone who did not wash their hands and was infected, boom, you're infected. They go through your skin. Worms can actually go through your skin and inhabit you that way. So it is recommended to be on the peak of health to deworm yourself once a year, just as you take your dog to the vet and they get dewormed regularly as well. So worms are part of the world. Now, why? Because worms use up your energy force. They use up your nutrition. They use up resources that are not available then to fight more gallons. You get it? So we want to be, more gallons is a monster. And we want to do everything we can to throw all the resources of our body to kill, get rid of, defeat Morgellons. And if you're full of worms and parasites and fungus and things like that, it's just going to bog it down. Now, I'm not saying the diet isn't going to work because of that. In fact, the diet will work, but you'll get your health back a lot faster if you get rid of worms. So we had Nancy on, and she talked about fenbendazole and ivermectin and how to use them to get them out of your body. And in all of my years, the only other approach that I have ever heard of in dealing with worms is wormwood and black walnut hull. And you know, both of them are excellent if you don't have calumbula. All right? So they're out. 90% of us who are dealing with Morgellons are also dealing with calumbula. And calumbula, springtails, snow fleas, whatever you want to call them. Oh, by the way, you know, another word, another name for Morgellons is sugar snake. You ever hear that? Sugar snake?
No.
Yeah, that's Morgellons is also known as sugar snake. I don't know how to came about, but nevertheless, just a tidbit. So the only thing I knew about dealing with worms is wormwood, black walnut hull, which is not good for us because 90% of us are dealing with calumbula, and calumbula live in the environment, 6,000 species. Their job is to disintegrate all those leaves and black walnut hulls and things that fall off trees and, you know, the wormwood and that kind of stuff. That's their job. They eat that. That's their food. So it makes sense to me that, well, we don't want to, if you Now, if you only have Morgellons, sure. But again, most of us have a co-infection of Calumbula. So the only other thing I knew was Fenben and Ivermectin. And both of them, if you know how to take them, people often abuse ivermectin to the nth degree, and it can be a problem with the liver in time. So, but nevertheless, Nancy has a protocol where it is not abused and used correctly. It's how you take them in the combination that makes the difference. You're not going to get rid of worms if you just take ivermectin. It get rid of some of them, but it's not going to get rid of them all. So you need to know how to move from ivermectin to Fenben, and she knows how to do that. And strangely enough, I was going through Facebook, and occasionally there is a post that makes sense. And as I mentioned before, there's a doctor that was talking about exactly what I was saying. Worms use up your reserves. And you don't have as much to fight Morgellons if you've got worms. And she's talking about castor oil packs. Have you ever heard of them, pet castor oil packs?
No, I never did.
I never heard of them either. And so that's an alternative. And I was gonna ask. Hopefully, maybe Carrie Ann will be on next week, and she can get more into it, I hope. But because it was on her Facebook page, that you use the castor oil in place of, as I understand it, in place of ivermectin or Fenben, and it seems to me it would be a less costly proposition. Now,
Okay.
we have lots of experience with Fenben and ivermectin. We have zero experience with that. So that in terms of that, that would be one of these things that I'd only recommend looking at because it was recommended by a doctor and that seemed to know what she was talking about. So that would be something we would like to learn more about. All right, I think we're going to go into Q&A right now. We have a half hour left yet. So does anyone give their number in the beginning who would like to ask a question?
No,
Well,
Richard, I didn't get any.
yes?
No.
No, nobody left their number for a question?
No.
All right,
Yeah.
everybody, you know how this works. It's Easter Sunday. Don't be shy. Just push the star key and the six key at the same time, and you're on. Tell
Yes,
us.
hi, this is Anna. I have a question, if you would kindly answer, about the bone broth that one can purchase from the store. Does anybody have a brand name that can, support us with the diet?
That's
I know
yours,
that.
Robin. Go for it. Robin, she's asking about the brand of bone broth.
A bone broth. Oh, okay. I couldn't hear what you said. Yeah. So Zoop has one, but you still have to read labels because Zoop, Zoup, makes different kinds of bone broth, and a couple of, I think the beef bone broth and the chicken bone broth are both okay, but you have to read labels. And I have found local store brands actually that have bone. I found a chicken bone broth at my local store supermarket that is totally stage one. So things are, there's more and more brands that are able to work. And if you're in stage two, just remember that if there's one or two ingredients that are not on the diet, but they're the last thing listed, ingredients are listed by how much of them are in the thing. So usually if it's the last one or two, you might be able to get away with it in stage two.
Okay,
But
could you please, I thank you so much, Robin. Could you please spell out the Zoop? I didn't hear it clearly. I'd appreciate it.
Zoup.
Zoup. Okay, and then I should be able to get it like at Whole Foods or.
Yeah, you should be able to get it. And just know that not all of their You have to read the labels on each one still.
Okay, I really thank you. Yeah, because that's confusing.
No pun intended, but kill two birds with one stone, buy a whole chicken, and bake the chicken, yeah, and then save the bones and make bone broth from the bones.
Yeah, right. I do that all the time.
Okay, do you use, just put it in a pan, or do you use a slow cooker? How do you do that? What is your protocol, if you don't mind, with the bone broth?
Oh, I just cook chicken like I'm roasting it, and then I throw the bones in a big pot and make a slow-cooked soup.
Okay, you just put it in a big pot. Okay, over the stove. Okay. All right, well, thank you. I really appreciate it, everything. Thanks so much.
Sure. Add in some celery, some onion, some leeks, and you'll have a great, fantastic bone broth. All right, who's next? Star 6. Thank you, Anna.
Hi, Maris in Georgia.
Your name, please?
Maris in Georgia.
Hi, Maris. How are you today? Happy Easter.
Pretty good. Happy Ishtar. I'm going to say it the old way. I've been waiting to ask Robin how to find the Ishmael cream, or whatever it's called, Ishmael cream that she used on her children.
I'm sorry, I can't understand. What kind of cream?
Well, I think it's ICH. A-M...
Oh, Ixtamal.
Okay, that's why I need the spelling of it.
Every drugstore has it. It's an old-fashioned remedy. It's black and oily, and I used it to draw splinters out of my kid's skin, so I didn't have to dig in. You just go to... It's I-C-H-M-A-T-H-O-L, Ixtamal.
Okay,
it's an old-fashioned... Every drugstore has it.
All right, quick second one. Do you think Parasite, I can't talk today, Parasite Stop would also stop the Columbola?
Yes, it reduces the dopamine uptake in the brain. However, Maris, it is important that you stick to the diet don't veer from it, or think that just because you're taking Parasite Stop that you can eat things that are not on the diet. The idea is to help make the diet kick in faster.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm not even making any bread. I mean, I'm finally honed down because I was misinformed my brain about the green apples, but I haven't had green apples in a long, long time. So I'm down to like nothing bad, quote unquote, nothing off phase one. Now, when I do make bread, there's some cool recipes I found in addition to yours that have psyllium husks in them. Are psyllium husks anything that we can use on stage?
As far as I know, psyllium husks are fine. There should be no problem.
All righty. And then I had asked you when Robin wasn't here, and so I'm not going to buy the spooky two, because I've already bought the Calminity, which is $75, and they recommend a 7 to 8 frequency. And you have to know the frequencies, because you put in your own frequencies on this thing. If anybody wants to know this, I'm sharing this for people that don't want to afford the Spooky 2. And then, of course, Sharon told me to try 863. She said a long time ago, you said use 863 as a frequency. This is a little machine that you can actually do your own frequency. And they send you an email link so you can do that. And it takes forever to get here. It literally was in Shanghai for 9 days before it even got on the freaking boat. It took 13 days to get here. But it's called C-A-L-M-I-N-T-Y, Calm. And then I-N, and then T-Y. Just wanted to share that. And then the castor oil. Yeah, castor oil, I've used that. It's good to detox the liver. And to put it on the liver, you can get little pads of, or you can use a towel off of Amazon or something like that. But are we going to find out more about that later, about the castor oil when are we going to find out about that against the Columbola?
Right. Okay. Thank you, Maris. Who's next?
Castor oil. Columbola.
Anyone else? Star 6? Star 6, if you'd like to share your progress, if you are new and have not joined my program, it's www.morgellonssolutions.com. But if you're here from a Facebook group, please share, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about the hell you've been going through, or if you've been in the program, tell us about your success, your progress. Star 6, no need to be shy.
Hi, Richard. I have a question.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear first me? Name?
Hi. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
So
how
I've
are you?
Been on your... I'm good. How are you? Happy Easter.
Good.
So I've been on the program. I do have the diet working. But I am also apparently very close to being diabetic. I eat nothing with sugar in it. Nothing. I use maybe a little stevia, maybe once a week. Not really much more than that. But my sugar levels keep going like a little high. So my question is are the parasites feeding? Because I mainly have mites and Columbola, I think. I'm not really positive. I probably have everything. But are they feeding off of my glucose levels, or are they feeding off of sugar that
you really eat? Not really.
No?
You know, the diabetic thing is a are you experiencing any neuropathy, numbness in your feet, tingling?
No, I'm not on medication for the diabetic issues. I did take the stuff that was called Berbine Met X, and it really... Yeah, it was berberine. Yeah, but it also had a couple other things that did not affect me. I don't know about anybody else, so I don't want to, you know, like recommend it for people who, you know, might. But I know for like your diabetic issues, it really worked. But I stopped taking it because my levels went normal, but now they seem to be climbing again. But again, I don't eat anything with sugar.
Well,
and I'm still between like stage one.
Are you referring to our formula of berberine and Ceylon cinnamon? Is that the one you were taking?
No, I actually took something else from a health food store.
Okay.
And it didn't bother me, but I haven't taken it for months because I thought everything was under control. But apparently mine's going back up for some reason.
Well,
but they say it could be just your DNA.
I don't think you're good. You know, I'm far from being an expert when it comes to diabetes, and I'm getting educated myself. From what I understand, you're not going to take the berberine and the Ceylon cinnamon and get rid of the problem. You're going to keep taking it to keep the problem at bay and keep things working the way they're supposed to be working. My personal experience recently is that I've been experiencing the neuropathy in the feet and the numbness and the tingliness. And I found that our digestive aid with polyphenols has produced amazing results. Of course, I haven't had my blood tested, but I can tell there a lot less neuropathy and the symptoms I had in the feet. My doctors diagnosed me as being diabetic, so it's not that I'm suspecting that I'm diabetic. That's what she has diagnosed me as. And, of course, wants me to go on the, what, metformin, I think it is, and everything
yeah,
I hear about.
Yeah, which is horrible.
Death sentence.
And metformin is the worst. And, again, if I was you, I would look into it. But I have a health food store close to us, and they recommended Berbine Met X. It's an extra strength formula. It only cost like $29, $30. And again, it regulated me. It did an amazing job. I didn't have any major issues. I'm not saying that, you know, anybody else should jump on it, but I'm just saying for me personally, it worked. But my question was that my sugar was going, you know, back up because I haven't taken it. Are they feeding off of that glucose?
You have the answer back on that supplement then.
Okay. And my other question is...
4 gallons has nothing to do with diabetes or even Columbal. They're not interrelated at all.
Okay. My other question is, I have one more question. My other one is with your lymphatic system. How do you unclog it? Is it more glutathione, or you're just not real sure about that? I don't know, like, if you
the
guys
best,
have done
the
any.
Best way, well, your lymphatic system is a drainage system. So there's nothing to pump or anything like that. I think the best method of doing it is rebounding. Are you familiar with a rebounder?
Nope.
Well, a rebounder
because I think
is
the parasites are hiding in my lymphatic system. And I am taking the Lucineron for the biofilm because I do think the biofilm somehow has done something to my lymphatic system and that that's kind of where they work because that seems to be where a lot of my issues are. Again, I'm so concentrated in figuring out all this stuff because I just want my life back. So I do think that there is something with that. So what is rebound?
Well, a rebounder is a mini trampoline. You know what a trampoline is?
Yes.
All right. A rebounder is like 36 inches in diameter. It sits about 6 inches off the floor and has an elastic mat, and you stand in it, and you just bounce up and down. It's good for balance training, and it opens up your lymphatic system with the up and down motion of gravitational forces. The other thing that you can do to open up the lymphatics is a massage. You can get these vibrating massagers that you can hold them under your knees, under your armpits, wherever you know you feel that you might need the lymphatics draining around your neck and so forth, and use a massage to open the lymphatics.
Have you ever heard, because, you know, I'm Googling everything, but I always come and check with you because I really believe in all of your products. Everything that you guys make is awesome, and it's good. And for those people who don't want to use your products or they're saying that you push them, I have never felt that you have pushed your products. I always feel that you should push them more because they are so fantastic. So, you know, I just want to tell you that. Do you have milk thistle, or have anybody ever used it? Is it bad for those who have parasites, or is it something good?
What? I didn't get the question. What is
milk thistle? It is
milk
supposed
thistle.
To...
You know, the very first supplement that I put on my protocol was milk thistle as an anti-inflammatory, and the only reason I removed it from my protocol is then I learned about glutathione. And glutathione is not only an anti-inflammatory, it's an anti-detoxifier. I mean, it's a detoxifier. It does 15 things more than milk thistle. So because I don't want to over-push, you know, nobody's got $10,000 a month to do this stuff, you know, trying to keep it down to where it's reasonable in terms of cost. But yes, milk thistle is fantastic, is your answer.
Thank you.
Of course, check the ingredients, other ingredients.
I also, are you guys going to, I know I texted Chris, the Glutathione Max 1, I think it is. Are you guys going to have that this week, maybe?
I believe we have it in stock if you call in and order by phone. It's not available in the store at this point or in the email, except unless you buy it with a pack of life.
Okay. Well, I'll text Chris later this week, maybe Monday or Tuesday. Thank you, and happy Easter, Richard. You guys are great. I just really, really appreciate all your answers, and I'm just so impressed that you guys on holidays and everything are here for everyone. You know, I really hope you have a blessed Easter, and, you know, I just want to say, you know, you guys do a fantastic job, and I want you to know that God sees you, because that's how I got to you, was because...
I thank you so much, Tracy, and please keep coming back and sharing your how much you love the products, because I don't like to push them. I'm happy that you share. And you know what, Tracy? The only reason I believe that Robin is here, I know the only reason that I'm here, and I believe the only reason that Sharon is here, is because we get results, and we love hearing from people such as you how we've affected your lives. And that's what we're here for, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you guys are all amazing, so thank you.
One of my early success stories, his name is John. I won't give his last name, but he's a big banker. And I haven't talked to him in many years, but this goes way back to probably 2010. And he told me, he said, Richard, I hope you could become a millionaire with your products. And I said, why is that? And he said, because you'd be helping a hell of a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So, well, anyway, I'm not a millionaire, but I do enjoy, I'm here, and Robin and I and Sharon and Chris and everybody's here because we love results, and we love to hear that we have an impact in your lives. Last week, we talked about purpose, and yes, you know, we don't set out and say, well, I want my purpose in life to be helping people with parasites of the skin. I don't think anybody ever set out with that purpose in mind, but it seems to have come my way, and I'll take it.
Well, we're all thankful that it did come your way, and like I said, I really think, you know, you don't push your projects. I don't think that's ever, and I honestly think that, you know, you should, and, you know, who cares what everybody else thinks? If they don't want to buy your products, they don't need to buy them. But for those of us who know that those products work, they are amazing. They are 100%. And I'm just thankful that I was able to find you and the products that you sell. And you and Chris and Robin, I mean, I don't know Sharon. I haven't talked to her. But, I mean, you guys are just all amazing. I just wanted to say Happy Easter to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Happy Easter to you. Who's next? Anybody have a question, like to share your story, your success, your failures, if you're having trouble, if you don't think it's working? We're non-judgmental. We're here to think tank the answers for you. I don't have all the answers. That's why many times I give the question to Robin. She's much better at it, the answer, than I am. And we have Sharon. So anyone else have a question? This is the best place to be on a Sunday afternoon if you want to get your life back from skin parasites or even Lyme disease. We don't talk too much about Lyme disease, but, you know, to me, Lyme disease is a pussycat. Anyone else? Star 6. Or just say Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Hello?
This is Sharon. Happy Easter, and again, happy Passover to everybody. I just wanted to say, as a reminder, if you are having some difficulties with the cane diet, which it's absolutely reasonable to do so, took me a long time, took me about 6 months to really get a handle on it, and then I messed up again. But in the event that you are having some issues with it, start keeping a diary. Always want to recommend that. Write down your diary. Talk with your coach after you do like a 3-day diary, and then maybe come back to the conference call and share that with us. So just as a reminder, that's an extra tool to put in your toolbox.
Fantastic. You know, we have a new coach that just joined us last week. I wonder if she's with us. Robin, are you with us? I believe so. Robin, do a star 6. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'm here.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay. I am better, so much better. Staying on the diet that works for me, and jealous of people who can have things I can't have.
Isn't that terrible? You just want to kick them, right, don't you?
I do. I mean, I'm talking about people who have the same condition. I can't have any grains, no spelt, no millet, no rye, no rice. I do better with clarified butter, although I will allow myself a little bit of rice bran oil in my own taco salad creation, which is Raise the Roof Delicious. If anyone wants my taco salad recipe, please reach out. I would love to share that.
Hey, send it to me, and I'll be glad to publish it.
Okay.
For everybody.
I sure will. I took myself off of goat cheese. I thought that that was working for me. I decided it's not. But since I have been staying strictly, so much more strictly on what works for me, and there's lots of delicious things I can have, a good old chuck roast, and adding in zucchini and Brussels sprouts is working for me. So staying on my green vegetables, staying with my salads, and staying on meats and eggs, it's working for me. It's hard, but it works. It's hard to read the labels of every single thing you're thinking about buying, but you've got to do it. It's worth it. I can't have any processed meats. If you find either a sausage or a bacon or a ham that works, please let me know. I don't believe you. It's like Richard with the multivitamin. I don't believe you. I have tried every bacon.
There is one bacon. I think it was Applegate, sugar-free, no nitrates, no nitrites, bacon. And it says a big sugar-free across the package. And the other kind of bacon that I found that works on stage one is if you have a farm. I live in the country, so we have farmers markets, and they have organic bacon with no sugar sometimes. And those bacons also work. But those are the only two kinds of bacon I have found that work
right
on stage.
I tried that Applegate. I'll try it again. But the last time I tried it, I threw it out.
Did it say a giant sugar-free across the top?
I'm pretty sure it did. One thing I've been reading up on it, the reason why the food industry has found a workaround. They can say uncured, but it's a lie. Because cultured, when you culture celery powder, it turns into sodium nitrate or nitrite. And if sodium nitrate or nitrate are those things that we cannot have?
Right.
I believe you can have them.
Not good for you. They're not.
Yeah.
Not that they're not on the diet. It's just that they're unhealthy.
The problem with the sodium nitrates is that, and again, this is all very controversial, but I have no reason to not believe it. I've always been thinking that aluminum and fluoride are the big problems with Alzheimer's, and it's not that they're not, but according to some published studies, the nitrates drive the chances of Alzheimer's up to like 70%, which is way beyond what aluminum and fluoride is going to do to you. So they're okay on the diet, but as far as keeping your mind, I'd be very leery of any of those kind of preservatives.
Right.
That's what I've been worried about. But as far as disinfecting my environment, I'm making progress there, but it is the most overwhelming to me. Even more overwhelming than the diet, which is hard to imagine, but it is, because it's your entire house. It's everything in it. It's every floor, every wall, every object. I have thrown away more stuff than I've kept, and still thinking of more things to throw away, because if I keep it, I think, well, I'm going to have to clean it. Pretty soon, it's just going to be easier to toss it than clean it. Yeah, I'm going to have an air mattress and a chair and a TV, and my kitchen and my bathroom, and that's it. Everything else has got to go. I'm so sick and tired of cleaning crap.
Robin,
yeah.
I did that I went through that and I threw out 90% of my furniture. Now I'm back with furniture. But what I found that works in terms of a bed is a memory foam mattress covered in a Ziploc mattress
waterproof cover.
Yeah, but not just the regular. It has to be plastic, Ziploc plastic cover. And the thing about memory foam is you get a platform bed.
Yeah.
They have iron ones. They have all different styles. And so after I had thrown out my bed and my headboard and everything three times, I got a memory foam bed like, I don't know, 6 years ago. Put it in the Ziploc plastic. I have a really nice, it looks like an antique bed frame, and I haven't had to throw it out. It's easy to clean, and my mattress has never gotten infested, and I can sleep on a bed, and I do the same thing with pillows. It's just really comfortable, and it makes your life easier. The same thing with comforters. I put them in a Ziploc bag with either with Nuvon strips or some kind of pesticide that can't get out of the plastic. And then I get a cotton duvet cover that I cover it with so that I have comfy covers. It's just there encased also, and I don't have to wash them. I just wash the duvet cover. It's
okay.
Like so much easier.
Where do we get the Nuvon strips?
They sell them on Amazon. They're harder to get now. There's also a variation of it that's cheaper that Walmart has. It's not Nuvon strip. You can also use menthol crystals instead. So
I'm using menthol crystals right now pretty much for everything. What I do is I get an oversized bag, mm-hmm. and then I isolate the crystals in a part of the bag that's not touching the fabric, because I know you said that the menthol crystals can disintegrate some fabrics.
Right. I just use the little gift, the like wedding gift gauze bags. That's what I keep menthol crystals in.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, menthol crystals are great. It's just that they, you know, the reason I would say use them inside when you're putting things in a Ziploc plastic bag or a zippered plastic bag is that you don't want the fumes to get out anywhere near what you're breathing.
Right, right, right. No, it's Ziploc'd very securely. But, yeah, you definitely smell it when you open it.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have just a few more minutes left. Robin, would you tell us why you are volunteering your valuable time to help others for free, to help coach others as our other coaches do? Why did you join our team?
I joined because I put the time and effort in on the diet. When I first started the diet, I might have been skeptical a long time ago, but as desperate as I was, literally willing to try anything. If you told me I could stand on my head and get rid of more gallons, I would be standing on my head. When you're desperate, you'll do anything. Well, that's kind of, it leads you to trying this diet. And the good news is it really does work, but it's hard to make it work. It doesn't work the same for everybody. And because of my experience, I feel like I can help someone who's just starting and not reading the label of the Morton salt like I did, not reading the package of the stevia like I did, and just, you know, I feel like I can help others save their time, save their energy, get them on track quicker, and get them to relief quicker. Because if you shop the produce section in the butcher's market only, stay away from all processed canned foods initially in the beginning.
Okay, we're down to 10 seconds. We're down to 10 seconds. Robin, I want to thank you for joining the team. I love all of my coaches. They make my life so much easier. And this concludes this portion of the program.